nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sapp, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Hey everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, joining us on one of the final Saturdays of the summer, waiting for summer to end, only to get into football season.
I'm not a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, but I really like that song.
That song's great.
Yeah, it's a
That's
great
song.
That's
just a classic.
It's a classic. It just came out.
Okay, it's a classic.
It came out like in March or something.
Yeah, it's a classic.
I was going to say, I thought that was newer. I'm not familiar
whenever
with it.
I hear
it's a classic sound.
Whenever I hear somebody say it.
No, I mean, song. It's a classic. Yeah. It's a classic Chili Pepper sound.
Oh, okay.
You've seen the movie The Mask, right? Where
Corey
rolls up, he's like, give him the loner. The loner? The loner. And he rolls up, and it's like, it's a classic. And he hits it in the front, and the fender falls off.
Diaz, I'll save your breath. Goodfellas.
Yeah. I'm looking for a Goodfellas or Scarface quote I can work in there. I don't know.
I'm just going to continue.
Chili Peppers was in, Anthony Kiedis was in Point Break. That would be a waste of time.
That would be a waste of time.
And then, of course, Flea was on Obi-Wan Kenobi this spring.
Okay.
But that's all the Chili Peppers.
I love the show.
I went to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Rolling Rock Town Fair in 2000 in La Trobe, you know, where the Steelers play, at like the Rolling Rock plan or whatever.
You were 40.
They ran
then,
out
right?
of beer. They ran out of beer at the Rolling Rock Fest.
I think that was for his 40th birthday too.
Hilarious.
I know we're off the rails already, but I'm just curious.
I have no idea where this show is going already.
How much were tickets then? Because I'm pretty sure like every Chili Peppers concert now, like nosebleeds are like 300.
At the very minimum.
Yeah. Wow. This one was a terrible day because I lived here. I got free tickets from some Atlantic City, you know, modern rock station. So I had to go down to Atlantic City, get on a bus all the way out there, like our Cleveland show. I mean, it's way out there. They had Stone Temple Pilots was there. Oh, Moby.
Moby. Wow.
Moby. Yeah. It was STP, STP, Chili Peppers, Moby, and some other down bands. I don't know. But, people were throwing stuff at Moby.
Thanks for answering my question.
Yeah. It was free. So I did.
Good fellas.
Take him back. Take him back. What did I say? You don't spend any money.
English is taking me where I reside at.
Flee and back to the show starts now.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Let's see. Mike English, Rick Keynes, Keenan Harmon. Who else is? Russ Taylor's in.
Unhappy Gilmore.
Unhappy Gilmore. Super Sam's bitching about everybody already. Jimmy Rakovitz in the room. Good to see you, brother. It's going to be a fun show tonight, you guys. We're going to go back through some of what we had talked about before the preseason started. Like, what did you want to see? What were your, who's your sleeper? What matchup did you want to see? What were you more excited for, the offense or defense? We're going to go through the undrafted free agent list, which is pretty remarkable right now. Players on that undrafted list that look like they have a shot of staying with this team in some capacity, some actually even making the squad. So we're going to have fun with that. Of course, it is also the annual Green Legion Radio Fantasy Fest, everyone.
Can we get away with that? Are we going to get in trouble?
I don't care. I don't care.
Fantasy Football Fest or Fantasy
No,
fest?
Listen, that the next Fantasy time, Fest that you're talking about is actually a sausage fest.
All right, so let's see. We've got Ashley Nataliana, the 305 sports babe down in Miami, that's going to be joining us at 1:30. She's going to be joining us at 1:30 to talk about, well, talk about some funny stuff here. She's going to fillet Tyreek Hill. We know that. She's going to laugh at AJ Brown for kind of a big screw up on social media. And she's going to emasculate Elliot Shore Parks, which
all of us are down for.
All of us are down for.
Impossible. It's already been done.
She, we'll let her have at it, but she goes, who is this guy, Elliot Shore Parks? And I'm like, yeah, that's all you need to say. That's all you need to say. But, yeah, so Show's brought to you by friends at Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz.
Woo!
Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com. That's WeHateDirtyWindows.com. The Ludlum Bar and Grill in Sea Isle City, formerly La Costa. And back re-upping as official sponsors already before football season, our good friends across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness will be joining us every home tailgate at Xfinity Live, along with the beautiful ladies of Cheerleaders, now an official Green Legion Radio sponsor, everybody.
So we have cheerleaders at tailgates and stuff like that?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And thank God Abby's not listening to this, this program.
Nor should she. She gets enough of him talking at home.
Yeah. Real quick, before we go any further, Missy Hadfield, good to see you. Our thoughts and prayers on the show go out to Pam and Keenan. Everything we can, every bit of good energy we can throw your way, you guys, we're going to do so. We love you and hoping for the best. So on that note,
and happy birthday
to
your co-captain.
I'm just getting there.
There you go.
I was getting through my notes. I've got a lot.
I didn't know that you haven't had notes the last
my ride or die partner, Captain Debs. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, President of the Diaz Nation.
I think he's in the Cayman still, isn't he?
He's living it up wherever he goes.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he went over and saw my boys, Will and Adam over Peppers, but, I told him, I'm like, yeah, gotta get over there and, you know, to get a bunch of comp drinks that he won't have, but.
Yeah, we gotta work on that somehow.
Well, I don't know how. I think he's angry when he drinks.
Hmm. Well, you fit right in.
That's when I get angry when I drink?
Oh, get out of here.
What? I get happier when I drink.
Ooh.
I'm angry when I'm sober.
Well, you have a baseline angry, but yeah, no, when you drink, you're not like, you're not a happy.
When do I ever lose my, no, I'm always happy when I drink.
I'm always happy.
I would say you're a happy drunk.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
I would say I'm an angry drunk.
Sam, I don't think your actual microphone.
Yeah, Sam reporting live from her dumpster.
Yeah. the microphone that you're attaching, I think, is not the one that's coming through, just so you know. So let's, what are we laughing about?
Oh no. Just everything going on, Sam. This is Sam's last show from down the shore. The Sea Isle, Strange Slayer.
I thought you were, I thought you were just about to say something else. I'm like, yo man.
The Sea Isle. What?
The Strange Slayer.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, she's got a photo in her place that says, go ahead and be one. So why not? Go for it.
Yeah, I do. That's true.
Yeah, there she is. Better voice. Back to. Let's go real quick. Let's talk about undrafted free agents that were brought in before camp. Just to see what looks good and what does. Mario Goodrich, cornerback from Clemson, probably not gonna see much playing time.
No, I hope he doesn't see any playing time.
Yeah. However,
it's a great way to lead things off with the,
but the second on the list, and we were talking about a little of this on the pod on Tuesday, and I think it goes to show that maybe Howie is learning something. I mean, he's been stockpiling cornerbacks in high draft picks for about 2 years now, just to see if one of them sticks. And we may get lucky here, but of course it's from a pedigree program, talking about Alabama's Josh Jobe, who would have been a day two pick this year had he not had a injury prone senior year. Coming out his junior year, he had 56 tackles, 11 pass breakups, 2 forced fumbles, 2.5 tackles for a loss. Pretty decent performance for a junior cornerback at Alabama, which, by the way, we're also going to get into Nick Saban's contract. And wow.
Dude, that's going to take him to almost 80.
It's okay.
Insane. But speaking of Jobe, though, it's funny.
He looked good.
Well, you're saying
he looked good at Cleveland. He got an open field end around tackle.
Right.
He was excellent in press coverage. He had a nice, break on a quick out. that he broke up that pass.
But isn't that funny how things work in the NFL though? Like, what was it, Stingley, the guy that got drafted in the first round?
Yeah,
he had an injury ravaged, I think his sophomore and his junior year. Mm-hmm. Look at Landon Dickerson, didn't finish 4 out of 5 seasons, second round pick.
Do not.
You know, it's incredible how like you can go from a potential second round pick and falling out of the draft. All well, because you have one injury plagued season like Joby did.
We were talking about, hey, we wanted to send, a restaurant gift certificate to whatever schmuck started the rumor about N'Kobe Dean's pec, injury, and unhappy goes, I bet it was Howie. And he's in the corner laughing all the way to the third round.
Well, I mean, N'Kobe Dean from reports at camp, he hasn't really turn any heads at all. I mean, he's just a rookie, you know.
It's a learning curve, though.
I know. I understand. Yeah. But
the good thing is they have depth there. But they don't need him right away.
Considering, though, that he was first-round pedigree, you know, I mean, we're like, oh, we got a steal in the third round. Maybe he was just supposed to be in the third round. You know what I mean?
You're over-speculating. I mean, I heard the same thing about Jordan Davis. He's not turning heads. You know, he's not making the impact that everybody says he is.
He's just throwing bodies.
Yeah, he's a menace right now.
Yeah.
But not like that, oh, he's going to be that day one, you know, wrecking people.
He's going to be in the rotation.
Yeah, but of course he is. But I'm like, Zach, you can feed off of this. But he's not going to be like that. You know, he's not turning heads in camp like, oh my God, this guy's unbelievable. We need to get cameras on him right now. It's like, it's over speculating. Wait till you actually get on the field and play games before you speculate. Maybe he was supposed to be drafted in this round.
Wait, I mean, we had this over the last 3 or 4 weeks ago when Irv was saying that he was going to be starting. He's going to be taking Fletcher Cox's job week one. Like, that was not going to happen. It was never going to happen. It was,
But we could wish.
It's okay to wish, but at the end of the day, you're not paying $14 million for Fletcher Cox to come back and come off the pine. And you're not going to disrespect an Eagles legend like that. The guy is going to start along with Hargrave. And eventually at some point, you're going to see where things lie with Jordan Davis throughout the course of the season. Obviously, if he's just a human wrecker and he can play more than 50% of the snaps, he might earn
I think you're going to see him a lot on first and second down.
Maybe later in the season, not from the get-go.
Yeah, but again, the key word is flashes. If you see flashes, that's good.
Yeah,
but he's not going to be a consistent, oh my God. Like,
I think he actually has to drop a little bit of weight. He did look pretty gassed in that first.
Are you offering tips?
Sure.
Just not
eliminate soy sauce.
Not in the show.
Eliminate soy sauce.
Your celery intake's too low.
Have you been measuring your water intake?
I have no problem with this.
We
laugh all you want. I'll be the guy hanging around all the Instagram models at the table.
We lost Sam.
Your hydration factor is 3.8. Take your body weight, divide by that, add your salt intake. You get your perspiration rate.
And there he goes.
Yes, there he goes.
If you want to be unmuted, you can get your ass up out of that chair. Do not touch that mute button.
And go for a damn jog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just turn on the mic.
No. You have to go do it yourself. There you go.
No, I don't want.
No, no, no.
I don't want him touching anything.
Yeah.
So anyway, football.
So, Josh Joby, I think, has a really good shot of making this team.
No doubt about it. Yeah, as he should.
Did he get dinged up the other day?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought it was minor stuff.
You see how big Carson Strong looked out on the field? He's a monster.
He's got one pass. He's cut.
Just saying. You think he's gonna get
practice? No, practice squad.
Yeah, he's practice squad.
He's getting zero reps.
They're gonna tuck him away there.
Josh Blackwell. Probably not much. Noah Ellis. We seen any of him that
Noah. Noah.
All I'm familiar with is really this whole list.
No idea who he is.
Kennedy Brooks.
I thought
he's been getting some playtime.
But I thought he would have been that, you know,
the tough yardage getter.
Your favorite guy, you know,
Jordan Howard.
Okay, maybe they are going to go back to Jordan Howard.
Garrett Blount.
I mean, this guy, they're just counting stats, but he was a big guy, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of guy. He had like what, 36 touchdowns in 2 years at Oklahoma. I mean, and he's a big guy. He's like 6'2", 230 or something.
No, he's not that big. He doesn't go more than 215, and I think he's about 6 feet or a little bit shorter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's kind of a wrecking ball.
5'11", 215.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still a big guy, you know, it's not.
At 5'11", 215, you're kind of tough to put down.
Yeah. So I, you know, he was what, an undrafted free agent. So you're not like expecting the world of him, but that role is like very specific. It doesn't take a whole lot of thinking. You're not, you know, you're hitting the hole and you're getting tackled.
Giggity.
I thought he would be able to slot in there pretty well, but.
Giggity.
Maybe not.
Yes, for sure. Giggity.
William Dunkel.
Bill Dunkel. He's Jordan Davis's tackling dummy.
Yeah.
That's all he was there for. To get thrown around and get highlights for the Philadelphia Eagles social media team, you know. Look at this.
That's a great name.
And there he is on his
a terrible name.
Dunkel.
I watched the Little League World Series last night. There was a kid, his name was Jordan Boob.
Oh, I saw that guy.
Awesome.
Boob.
Oh my lord.
He's probably got some, I think, terrible stories.
Quimby's Googling boob right now.
What is this they speak of?
Absolutely not.
Well, Jesse, I guess we gotta find some other way to spend our evenings.
And now back to ESPN's exclusive coverage of the Little League World Series.
Oh, jackpot!
Josh Sills, Oklahoma State guard.
Didn't hear much.
Yeah. Reed Blankenship, kind of funny. We were always talking about who was Reed Blankenship, and he led the team in tackles in the first preseason game. But
unless it's Rodrigo Blankenship.
Yeah, I was about to say, is he related to the kicker?
It's got
to
be.
He was, some of the beat writers really liked him, like coming out of the draft when they signed him, they thought something of him. So that guy might be on the practice squad.
Luis Dominguez, Luis joins us.
I don't think he'll make it. Oh.
He's coming in to protect his girlfriend when she comes in. Ed Wakely, good to see you, brother. Britton Covey is the unhappy Gilmore's favorite player because it is the best profile photo of any receiver.
Well, he's also the one that can run, right?
He is.
I mean, the way he just blew through the secondary on that touchdown was just incredible.
There he is. What's up, kid?
What's up, bro?
What's going on?
We got a guest in the house.
Hey, you guys. Mark Moretta from the Winston.
What's going on, man?
Brother, do me a favor. Take the headset off of that, and then come sit over next to Diaz in Athlete's Row. In Athlete's Row.
You're going to torture him right away?
Yeah, why not?
I'm not saying anything.
Stop. Mark, just so you know, that smell is Diaz.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Sam! Sam! Brownies, ice cream, vanilla. I was that hot fudge dripped all over it.
Thanks, Q.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, don't worry. He's again. Ali Fayyad. Do we know any bit about this edge rusher, Western Michigan, the Mac? Return of the Mac.
Fayyad.
Fayyad.
No, I don't know anything.
All right, let's do this real quick. Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto today. And guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. Try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Everybody, this is the Green Legion Radio Show. Hope you're enjoying us on your drive to or from the shore or just slumming it in the city with us here on a beautiful, is it supposed to be beautiful?
Hot, muggy.
Hot, muggy Saturday after
another heat wave.
Noon. You guys, Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports, The Gambler.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app. So even if you can't get a signal for 102.5 where you are, you can listen to us anytime, anywhere around the world. You guys, my name's Quimby, hanging out today with Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, slash the gobbler. And of course, our good friend of the, our good friend of the program from the Winston Athletic Association and the Winston on the Water, Mark Matera. What's happening, baby?
What's happening, brother?
Good to see you.
See you, man.
Good to see you. Everybody in the room, Ed Wakely, Lou Mancini, usual suspects, Russ Taylor, Louise, I guess,
Almost time for 305
Sports. It's almost time for 305 Sports Page to pop in, so, we're looking forward to that. She is going, I cannot wait to hear what she has to say about ESP. This guy's just.
That's welcome programming right there.
Yeah, it is.
Well, is she going to be, I heard she's going to say something about Tyreek. What is she, a fanboy of Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, you know.
He burnt Darius Slay today. Well, I mean, Slay's too old. He can't play. You got to cut him.
She is with Lewis, though, so she likes them fast.
And there it was. Bum, bum, bum.
Well.
Wait, let's wait 5 minutes. Get a drop.
And we gotta go to break.
First thing dropping is gonna be you.
Oh, look, like Quibi loses a couple of LBs, and now he thinks he's like,
he has more energy.
Kimbo Slice. Him,
yeah, Kimbo Slice. Quimbo Slice.
Everybody joining us from Miami, not filling in that shirt well at all.
Is
305 Quibi. Ashley Nataliana. Nobody else can see that. Nobody else can hear that, I mean.
Oh. Well,
yes. Everybody can hear that. Nobody can see it. That's listening to us on Saturday afternoon. Ashley, how are you? It's good to see you.
It's so great to see you guys. I have to admit, I wish you all were down here for like the past few days, especially Saturday. But it's good to catch up with you, and I feel like a little schoolgirl because I have so much to tell you. Like,
okay, first of all, let's talk about two of the obvious points down there. First of all, don't wear an outfit like that and bring schoolgirl into the story as well. Yeah, we all wish we could be hanging out down there with you, so we all have the runs.
Oh my gosh! So, did you tell them what happened this morning?
I did not. I've prefaced only the fact that you're going to fillet Tyreek Hill like we knew was going to take place. You're going to laugh at AJ Brown, and you're going to emasculate Elliott Shore Parks. But please tell the fun story that everybody wants to hear.
So. This morning, right, we're all getting ready to go to camp. Our camp starts at 10 o'clock, and we usually have a thing where you go to breakfast and we go to camp. So I woke up, and I probably shouldn't tell you this story, but I already told Quimby, so the secret's out. I woke up this morning at like 4 o'clock not feeling good. So I said, you know what, whatever, maybe it's something I ate last night. Fine. So in and out of the bathroom this morning, 7:45, my phone starts going off the hook. Text message, text message, text message. Practice is canceled. Practice is canceled. Practice is canceled from all my friends. And I'm like, yeah, okay. You guys are just mad that you have to go to work. Like, what do you mean? So then I go on Dolphins Twitter, and they canceled practice at 8 a.m. Now, the problem with that is our practices, like a lot of our fans live in Naples. They live in Orlando, and they come down. So they leave at like 5, 6 in the morning. So people were on their way to practice. Especially, you know, we have this great facility, Heights this year. And you cancel practice at 8 a.m. So then I'm like, all right, I know there was an issue last night with AJ Brown. And then I don't know, maybe the weather's nasty. And I'm trying to think maybe like COVID. And then I hear more and more of the story. And meanwhile, I'm texting Quimby, like, hey, practice is canceled. And then I find out some of our players had the stomach flu, like a stomach bug. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Yeah. So I met a few, my favorite one, I met Sharon Armstead. He's our new player from the Saints. And so I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, like I had the stomach bug this morning. Half the team has the stomach bug. Half the coaches. So long.
So did you tell Lewis that you were in the locker room with him as well? I mean, what happened?
Well, yeah, I think that's spread like
monkeypox.
But I can confirm it's not monkeypox. No one has monkeypox here. Well, they do, but it's not with my team. And it's not COVID, thank goodness. Originally they thought it was like a food poisoning issue. So they kind of like traced what everybody ate. But after practice, people go their own ways, right? You don't stay and do lunches. Like you go home, you go to your restaurant. And there is no contact tracing based on food. So truly and sincerely, and I mean this, and for what I'm hearing is that we the team, myself, possibly. We just, a stomach bug went around this morning, last night, and we just had the craps.
Had the craps.
But you guys did practice. That did not stop. And
these are professionals. We're champions.
Yes. Well, hearing from your doctors, they talk to our doctors, the people talk to the peeps. You guys are good. So it was just like an incident within our organization. There's, thank goodness, it so far it pretty much ran its course literally. But you guys had a wonderful practice today from what I'm hearing. So that's unfortunately what happened, but a lot of people are looking forward to going today, including myself.
Are they going to play the game? That's what everyone was,
I'm pretty sure we all crapped it out by this time. I'm pretty sure we're good.
Awesome.
All crapped out.
Does anybody even care if the game happens?
Isn't there a song?
True.
What is that song? Yeah. I'm all crapped out over you.
Oh, my gosh.
I really want to watch Sinet play on Saturday night. I don't know about anybody else, but I really want to watch that.
So it was just unfortunate. Like I said, we have a huge fan base that does travel to these practices, and a lot of them were there or on their way, and
Who was the quarterback? Dolphin flu. There's no vaccine for that.
Dolphin pox.
Guys, I'm just being honest.
Flu. Dolphin pox.
The Dolphin flu. Who actually had to leave the field because he...
Lamar Jackson.
McNabb
and famously,
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce did it too?
Yeah, he collapsed it.
That's a funny story. All right. Go ahead. Let's get it out of the way. Put your knee pads on and talk about Tyreek.
Okay, so Tyreek lit you guys up. You couldn't stop him. I mean, it's not just our offense, right? You could handle like a Waddle in practice, but you guys can handle a Waddle. You can handle a Gesicki.
You guys can't stop
Tyreek. No one can stop him.
Your boyfriend just chimed in the truth charts.
Gosh.
Now, you're saying that no one's going to be able to stop Tyreek, but the only guy that I could see stopping Tyreek is Tua and that rag arm of his. What do you think he can down there with Tua and his arm?
I mean, here's the thing, right? Tua has all the weapons he needs to succeed. You have Waddle on one side. You have Tyreek Hill on the other side. You have Gesicki. You have an offensive line we still have questions. If Tua doesn't do it this year, it's over because we have this guy, Skyler, our QB1, who's hungry. Granted, our backup quarterback, and I don't want to talk backup, but I'm just going to say how it is. Our backup is Teddy Bridgewater, right? But then this guy, our third string, Skyler, he's
Teddy
like
Teddy gloves?
So Tua, I mean, we didn't see too many passes from him. I can tell you, your defense rushed him many times. And throughout the scrimmage, it was almost like a two-hand touch, right? As soon as there's lefty contact, they blew the whistle, which is understandable because how many times have we seen all these injuries in preseason and stuff? So they were blowing the whistle. But I can tell you that if they didn't blow that whistle, you guys would have sacked Tua a few more times than I would have liked. So I can tell you that for sure.
And that goes to my point. I was going to point out, you're talking about all the weapons on offense. Yeah, that's great to be set up for a West Coast offense. You guys have no running game at all. And I think that's exactly what Tua needs to succeed. If he has to throw 30 to 40 times a game, look out, because if the weapons are there, but you don't have anybody to throw to them, it's a recipe for disaster.
And on top of that, it's the offensive line. How much time is the offensive line going to give him to actually get a bomb downfield? So am I nervous? I'm feeling good right now, but it's Tua test year.
You got it all out.
So I can tell you yesterday, right, so I only have one day to kind of give you guys. You had a lot of fans there, a good Eagles presence. Some of them wore some really cool jerseys from back in the day. I saw some Reggie White jerseys and also Jerome Brown. He played for the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
So some of your legends back in the day, some of your old school late greats.
I saw rainbow number 50 out there.
Yeah,
too.
I saw a guy wearing a dolphin, a cartoonish dolphin thing.
What was going on with that?
Is he like Paraguayan or something like that?
Down here it's different. I also want, and I love you guys, but there were two Eagles fans that were not nice to me.
Just dismissed her Cuban boyfriend like it was nothing.
I look at, but no, you really did have a good presence there. We haven't really seen, obviously, it was the first joint practice, so we really haven't seen that. I saw some Jay Ajayi jerseys, which was cool because, obviously, I loved him. But you had some fans that were not too nice, I got to admit. And I wasn't going to say this, but they were
You're
not
welcome.
Nice to me.
How could they not be nice to you?
Shocker.
So Let me tell you, I was wearing a 1972 shirt that I made, right? This year, it's our 1972 50-year anniversary. Obviously, yeah, you all know what happened in 1972.
We've never heard anything about that before, but yes.
Miami fans never talk about things that happened 50 years ago.
So, but, you know, it's a big thing. We're going to do, like, a lot of celebrations this year, and it's I obviously wasn't there for it, but I appreciate it. So I had a shirt made up that said 1972 perfect season. Then it said owner Joe Robbie, coach John Shula, and then the field. So then these two older men came up to me and they're like, why can't you guys get over that 1972 season? I said, have you guys done that? So that was number one. He was kind of mean. And then another person wasn't mean, but he was like, you know, it's not too late to become an Eagles fan. I said, I'm the same as you. I'm from New Jersey. I would have decided that 32 years ago. So it's just two little squabbles that I'm like, my grand
leader says what it says. That's like, we do that every day. I do that once an hour with someone. That's nice. That's not being mean at all.
That's definitely not an argument.
No.
So it's just, but no, it was good. It was very, very hot. What else do I have for you?
Real quick, Zach.
Yeah.
Now, Ash, before you go ahead and you rip into ESP, which is pretty much like what we're all waiting on here, how sad...
We might take a break before she comes back in and does that. I want to hear the A.J. Brown story, but go ahead.
Me too. But like, how low... It must have been your lowest rated show that you ever had when you had Diaz on your show. I mean, is there truth to that? Because like... I couldn't imagine anybody drawing in to listen to Diaz, period, on our show, let alone the 305
Sports
Page.
Our show got canceled.
No, it was good to have him. We talked about basketball because...
You could kiss syndication out the window.
No, most of my shows are focused on football because obviously Marlins are the Marlins. And the Heat, you know, I kind of started my shows towards the end of the Heat season, so it was good to bring a basketball expert...
Woo!
Oh my lord.
Oh my god.
To be fair, we didn't talk a lot about
it. Hold on, real quick. We can do this again if we have to.
No. I see.
We didn't talk a lot of basketball. It was a
hold
lot
on.
Of-
how do we get it? How do we get it back at the top?
I got it. Don't touch it. I'll fix it.
Ooh. Okay, Quimby hears that a lot.
We didn't talk a lot of basketball. It was, Lewis just, trying to apologize for Jimmy Butler over and over and over and some. Quick question.
Football.
Where do I send the PJ Tucker Sixers jersey? You're going to have to send me his address so it's there ready.
We live together, so send it to us.
Oh, okay, great.
I still have a Jimmy Butler. I got a jersey. I got to dress up for him. Just like.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's right. Like the,
but nobody will do it these days.
Why?
I actually. So the backstory.
The truth will set you free right here.
Yeah, the backstory here is, oh God, what was the linebacker's name?
Kiko Alonso. Kiko!
So I buy a Kiko Alonso jersey and of course he gets injured. Next year he gets traded to Miami and I send this hybrid jersey, Eagles Kiko Alonso jersey to
Lou. Can I go get it?
You wore it to your 50th.
Yeah. What's that?
I'm gonna go get it. Give me
one
second.
Have Lewis go get it.
No, he's not here.
So, this thing is tricked out. All right. It's rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns. And, I got this done, Kiko Alonso, maybe like 3 years ago, five years ago.
Yeah.
I know. I made him wear it in Nashville.
2016.
2017. It would have been 17.
Well, that's internet.
There's the jersey, everybody.
It's the first time I met, Louis.
They, what do you mean they won't do it? In, like, can't you put like my little,
hold on, we got, let Vanna White go at it here for a second.
I love the flower side panels. The flowery side panels. That's good.
So, I actually last year tried to take the, Jimmy Butler jersey down to, this kind of like sewing, you know, detail shop right here. To get it tricked up.
Pimp my jersey.
And she goes, and I show her a picture of what I did to the other jersey, and she looks at me and she goes, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, okay.
Maybe take it somewhere outside of Northern Liberties.
I probably. Probably not the greatest spot to do that. Ashlyn Italiano, the 305 Sports Babe on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Stay with us here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an A.J. Brown story where A.J. Brown had to eat some humble pie. And ESP, our favorite WIP reporter, Elliot Shore Parks, cannot wait to hear what happened there. You guys, we'll be back on Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler 102.5 FM Philadelphia right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that?
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Hope you're enjoying your drive to or from the shore. One of the last Saturdays, muggy and hot Saturdays of the summer. Or maybe you're slumming in the city with us right now. We got top of the hour coming up. When we come around on top of the hour, we're going to start talking a little fantasy.
Oh,
little fantasy fest. It's that time. But right now, guest on our show, coming into you live from Miami. Actually, Miami Beach, Florida. We got the 305 Sports Babe, who's covering both Eagles and Dolphins this week during their practices, their scrimmages in the game, which will be taking place
Saturday night.
So yes, of course, you guys, we are recording this on Thursday for our Saturday broadcast right now. So that's what you're hearing. So tonight's game, she's taking care of that. 305 Sports Babe on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. That's Ashley Nataliana. Ashley, so you started to talk about a little, I don't even know how to explain it, but AJ Brown got into it with somebody. Please, I'll let you, take it from here.
I wanted to start with the good news.
The good news is that Lewis is getting kicked out of his house.
I know. I can't. Who else is going to do my laundry?
He just does the delicates.
Yeah, clip that.
No.
He only pulls the delicates though, right?
He does it all. He does the laundry, the dishes. It's because he doesn't want me doing it, so it's fine. But no, he's not going to kick out. But I have to tell you, so I always look for the positive in things. Devontae Smith made a comment about Jaylen Waddle. Now, we know they both went to Alabama together, and he said this today. I'm going to say it very slow because I speak very fast. Devontae Smith on Jaylen Waddle. The relationship we have, I call him nephew. He calls me uncle. Everything that went down, him getting hurt at Alabama, me being there for him the whole time, it meant a lot for both of us. Seeing this past year, everything we did paid off. So, good, right? Good stuff.
Nice.
I thought that was really nice.
You're too nice. I'm not used to this.
Well, right? So it's good words.
Don't worry, we can get back to your jackass self when she's off there.
Okay, shut up, idiot. Thanks.
Okay, so going the whole AJ Brown thing. Now, during the scrimmage, all in all yesterday, there wasn't too many brawls. Usually when you have these scrimmages, you do see about 3 to 4 brawls break out. There was one little scrappy in the hands, but nothing where it would be like, oh my gosh. So it was kind of like a clean practice. You know,
not Aaron Donald throwing helmets.
None of that. It was really smooth. So I guess at some point, AJ Brown and Xavier Howard and Javon Holland, or safety, there was some chirping. And they kind of, we thought, brushed it off. Then apparently AJ Brown went to Twitter and tweeted this. And he tweeted who he thought he was tweeting to our safety, Javon Holland. He said, "I never said anything negative about Xavier Howard. I respect him. I just said keep the same energy. I know it's just practice, but let me tell you, this gonna go down. You can't with me in real life, little boy. I'm with whatever you want tomorrow. Choose wisely." Right? So AJ Brown thought he tweeted this at our safety, Javon Holland, the bad words and everything. Apparently, he tweeted this at one of our fans because Javon Holland's Twitter is Hollywood Vaughn, but he tweeted it at Hollywood Kev, which is actually one of our biggest Dolphin fans. And so Kevin, our fan, was like,
our one Dolphin fan.
So Kevin, honest, nicest guy you want to meet, huge Dolphin fan, was like, "Bro, why are you coming after me? What are you even saying? What are you smoking down here?" Like, he didn't even know, because we didn't really know that there was beef during practice. But AJ Brown like went after Kevin instead of Javon. So then I guess AJ didn't realize. And then after that, Dolphins Twitter, which I have to tell you, we're very, very powerful people on Twitter. In person, we're very hush-hush, but on Twitter, we're beasts. So Dolphin Twitter attacked AJ Brown like crazy. So then AJ Brown's follow-up. "I thought that was bro. That's a fan page. I got to get off this at main. laugh my butt off. Forgive me, Lord.
I gotta say,
the man owned up to it.
I know we're getting to ESP, but this AJ Brown might be a little bit too online. The minute the Eagles have a bad game, it's all roses and petals and birthday cake right now, and everyone's all happy. But when there's a bad game or he makes a bad play, he drops a pass or something.
Yeah,
I could see it being an uncomfortable week here down at NovaCare Center because he's on that app way too much.
Or not just him. Remember, his bro is the quarterback.
Let's be honest.
Sure.
All right. At what point in time have any great wide receivers in the league not been divas?
He's right. Also 25 years old.
Liar
social
Fitzgerald.
Media right in his hand. I mean,
yeah. Fitzgerald. Okay, one.
Yeah, no, that's like a
qualified Jerry.
To now,
Jerry was
Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, well, we saw what happened. No,
okay, yeah, Marvin Harrison, Plaxico Burress.
Okay, so ESPN's 30 for 30. Where are they now?
Did you guys see Terrell Owens ran a 4.38?
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah,
4.38. He's 48 years old.
Great.
He's on Quimby's diet plan.
I didn't bring it up. But since you want to talk about it, speaking of diet plans, what did Elliot Shore Parks bring in plastic baggie?
Pasta.
Yeah. So I don't know if you saw this, Ashley. But up here, we have the same disdain for ESP. He's made his bones. He's been very successful at tweeting and making comments on crap.
I got a whole bunch I want to share with you.
Last week, no, he revealed that what he does when he goes on these road trips and he goes trips and stuff, because he doesn't want to eat at the airport and he doesn't want to wait for room service or call DoorDash or anything, he brings cooked pasta in his luggage or in his carry-on. So he can eat it in his hotel room right when he checks in.
Do you know how much?
That's a deranged person.
That carbon takes unbelievable too. I mean, I'd be fine with it.
Just ask me.
Yeah. If it was whole wheat pasta, then we're talking a different game. But
someone needs to check his trunk for bodies because normal people don't do that stuff.
That's pretty bad.
My thing with him is that yesterday I reached out to a few of your people who I knew were going to be down here. We had a cabana. I wanted to invite them in our cabana and just chat, you know? I'm innocent. I just wanted to get a feel, respecting.
You're Dayton Lewis. There's nothing innocent about you.
He's a cabana boy himself.
So I reached out to your friend. It's Elliot, right? Is it Elliot?
Yeah, just call him ESP.
Our friend?
ESP. No, so I sent him a message. I said, hey, Elliot, you know, I'm Ashley. I cover the Dolphins. We have a cabana. You're more than welcome to join us. Crickets. All right? Fine. Ignore me. Whatever. So then I'm like on his Twitter and like I'm like looking at his tweets. For the first five tweets, I thought he was a Dolphins reporter. This is what he said. Dolphins offense looking much better than the Eagles offense so far. One clear takeaway, Dolphins are way better than the Browns. Another one, Tyreek Hill beats Slay in 1-1 for a touchdown. Slay limping after the play. Another one, practice is over. The Eagles lost. The Dolphins definitely got the better of the Eagles defense. The Eagles offense was not impressive. And then last one, Tyreek Hill is unfair in the 1-1s. He is so insanely quick. #Eagles. Are you sure he's not covering the Dolphins?
Didn't you get into it with him back in the spring too when the Heat were playing the Sixers in the playoffs? I could have sworn I saw something with you two and like you were tweeting at him going at him.
Maybe he was one of the clowns who said that we don't fill up the FTX and then I take that very personal because you know, you guys know traffic in Miami's crazy enough to make an excuse, but whatever, we do fill it up.
Yeah, in the second quarter, and then you leave it the middle of the fourth quarter.
Or the third.
But love no, you, so yeah. This guy's tweeting all stuff about the Dolphins.
We all love those hour-long basketball games.
So I just, you know, I was cool. I'm like, hey, come to our cabana. No response, whatever, ghost me, it's fine. But then you start tweeting, oh, Dolphins this, Dolphins that. I'm like, how can it's fine if you want to be show a fair comparison, but literally, I feel like the guy bashes your team. Like, how do you guys stand for that?
It's all about the stations up here. It's all about clickbait. What's going to get the reaction?
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to pull in, so they twist it.
It's all about WIP, which is about as stale as a 20-year pair of underwear.
You know what's not
at the bottom of your hamper.
You know what's not stale? Fox Sports The Gambler, where we talk about what matters.
See? There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
No bias, no anything. We talk about everything.
Ashley, can you do me a favor? I believe this is a request that I would have from all of us here.
Even Sam?
Uh-oh.
Could you just keep going at ESP for us?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I'd love it.
Be relentless.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm one who stands against bullying, right? I get a lot of crap online, and the only one I really banter, Sam's not gonna like this, is Tom Brady. But no, you know what I mean? It's one thing, you know, we're, at the end of the day, we do this for the teams we love, right? And it's like, I just felt that he was just bashing your team. I appreciate the, you know, the Dolphins talk and hyping us up, because we don't always get the biggest hype, especially from like ESPN. But I just felt that like this guy was just like, he would say Dolphins look amazing, hashtag Eagles. Tyreek Hill took care of Slay, hashtag Eagles.
Yeah,
maybe that's his style.
We get it.
No, no. I was it's funny because in the green room at the break, I was making a joke being sarcastic, yeah, saying, oh, I saw that, that video of Tyreek Hill burning Darius Slay. Slay's too old. You gotta get rid of him. You know, you need to replace him. And I'm obviously just, you know, showing fun at these other radio stations that would, yeah, probably tweet that out and say, put it on a poll. Should Slay be gone?
Yeah, you say that he's not even trashing it. Look, what they do or what his job is reaction based, but it's also to the extreme. Like someone has a good day. AJ Brown has a good day. AJ Brown is a train that cannot be stopped. He's going to catch 2,500 yards. That was 2,500 passes.
That was LeGarrette Blunt in 2017.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
And Jordan Howard 2 years ago.
Yeah. Our big backs.
I will not write a single check today.
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
But
what he's doing. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get a rise out of people.
And yeah, just so you know, Ash, he is a complete and total jerk.
Richard.
Ha. See that? Yeah, I didn't use the second syllable.
I didn't.
That was good build up, though. Yeah.
Jerk store.
Jerk
store. Complete and total Richard.
So Ash, I have a request from you guys.
Please.
So obviously we play you next year at Lincoln, you know, up there in Lincoln. And I don't know if you know, but my friend Allie, who's, we're both in the running for fan of the year. There's actually a few of us. So she's
there's only a few of you.
You're so mean.
That's the other season ticket.
We are actually, we're taking the Green Legion ideas and starting to decide. We're actually holding some of these parties that you guys do. So Allie and I are going to hold one week two in Baltimore, a post-game party at Pickles. So we're kind of using like your concept and it's kind of like a test run. Anyways, yesterday Allie was like, hey, how are your Eagle friends doing? I said, everyone's wonderful and everything. We want to do something with you guys. We want to join your tailgate when we come up next year. So I already have my credentials.
A person?
Yeah,
130. 130.
You're going to have to wear a more revealing shirt, Ashley. I'm sorry.
No, it's a dress. So, you know, we want credentials and everything. But, no, we're starting to travel more as an organization, which is good. And we're hoping next year that maybe, you know, we can join your tailgate. Please. Or do something collaborative. Well, where we can bring your people up there and join you guys.
Charter a small plane. Here's the deal, okay? You guys are more than welcome as my guests, of course. However, it is under the pretense and the prerequisite that Lewis doesn't ask if he can do something for you the entire time we're up here.
What do you mean do something for me?
Oh, what do you need? What can I help you with?
Can I do this for you?
What would you like?
What do you like?
Oh.
What would you like?
Yeah. Can I get you something?
No. Are you hungry? Do you need something?
Yeah.
What can I get you? Can
I
get
you a drink?
Want a sandwich?
The nicest ass hat on the planet. So, good anyway.
Sit down and relax, man.
We gotta take a break here. For our Baltimore thing, we're having it at Pickles. I don't know if you guys know Pickles Pub.
Pickles Pub, baby. It's awesome.
So we're having our after party there for the Dolphins Ravens week two. His job, strictly security. So maybe he can be security for the tailgate. That's a good job for him.
I saw him in 2019.
He's got big enough boobs for it right now, so we're good.
Oh, yeah. Kirby loses 8 pounds and he's really
good. I'm good. He knows. Lewis, love you. Ashley, love you. Appreciate you checking in with us. Appreciate all the info.
Thank you.
You guys check her out, 305 Sports Babe on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Ashley, once again, appreciate you. You guys, we're going to take another break here, coming to the top of the hour. When we come back, it's Fantasy Fest time. We're also going to talk about John Clark and clickbait with the Jason Peters statement. Kind of ridiculous. You guys, back on Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler right after this.
WDAS and WD273D is Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, iHeart Radio Station, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
101.5 FM Philadelphia. I'm Quimby, joined alongside owner of the Winston on the Water and the Winston Athletic Association, formerly McFadden's 3rd Street between Spring Garden and Callow Hill, Mark Matera. What's happening, baby?
What's happening, brother?
Good to see you. Good to see you. Got the best hair in the business. Got the best hair in the business. Diaz is playing on his phone. Nobody cares.
Nobody does care.
Zach, why don't you give us 2 minutes on the Phillies right now? They're about to start their fourth game against the Reds, but 2 minutes only.
Yeah. There's an update here on Thursday night pre-recording.
Absolutely. So, unfortunately, Zach Wheeler is going on the IL, the 15-day IL, retroactive to 8/22. I was texting my wife just a little bit ago about that. Sorry.
Already feeling guilty about something? You couldn't get a word out there edgewise. It's the first time.
Not at all. For me, it looks like it's a 2-week rest period for him. I think it's just resting him up for the stretch run here in September. Normally when you say tendonitis, that's what you're trying to put out there. So Bailey Falter should get the first start, or his second start this week, on Friday.
Second best hair in the business.
It's phenomenal.
And also a strong outing his last time.
He did, yeah, against the Mets. He's the only one that won against the Mets this past weekend.
Thank you for that doubleheader.
But him starting on Friday night is not the biggest news of the day. Bryce Harper is going to be activated on Friday. I'm a week late. Diaz with saying that he was going to return on the 19th.
Oh, the text messages were an absolute. Oh,
I have a friend that told me he was going to listen. I said he would duck the Mets, and you know he ducked the Mets. He can't go 0-for-12 with 5 strikeouts against the Mets if he never plays.
Ooh, I mean. He's speculating.
Please go ahead, Slash.
Zach is not Buster Olney. He's just speculating.
Yes, it was nice speculation, and I was off by a week.
I commend you.
The good news is, though, that he was supposed to be in AAA until Saturday, and he was supposed to be off on Sunday.
Just
and then
mashing,
and
though.
And then five for eight.
Yeah.
Two home runs, two doubles, a walk-off. I mean, the guy was just phenomenal. It's amazing that we're going to get him back, because if you look at the rest of the lineup right now, four of the hottest hitters in baseball reside in the Phillies lineup. I mean, if you're talking about batting averages over the last month, four of those guys out of the top 30 reside in the Phillies lineup. Bryson Stott, who's batting third on Thursday night, J.T. Realmuto, Nick Castellanos, who's riding a 14-game hitting streak right now. He's finally starting to get going. And Alec Bohm, of course, is continuing his hot stretch.
J.T., man. He is on a tear.
It's
right
unbelievable
now.
What's going on with him right now.
It's about time. But if it's about time at the end of August, I'm good with it.
Exactly. Yep. This is the time to do it. Right now, the Padres are floundering. So are the Brewers. The Phillies are up 2 games right now on the Padres for the second wild card. No one's going to catch the Braves or the Mets for the top wild card spot. Right now, the Braves are a game and a half behind the Mets for the NL East lead. And then the Padres are 2 games behind us, and then we're 3.5 up on the Brewers. Overall in the wild card spot, and then behind them we're 7.5 up on the Giants. We're going to get them on Labor Day weekend. We can bury them officially, them and the Gabe Kapler that weekend.
Can I just point out real quick, San Diego, the last time they put up more than 3 runs, and again this is Thursday night, was last Wednesday.
I saw a stat that the guy that took over for first base for the Washington Nationals after they traded away.
You don't understand the concept of 2 minutes.
We got plenty of time. But the guy that took over for first base.
Oh, let's talk about Nationals.
For the Washington Nationals has 6 home runs since Josh Bell and Juan Soto were traded. Both of them combined have hit 4 home runs for the San Diego Padres. Oh,
that is a great stat that nobody cares about.
It's better than the UDFAs.
How much
you're
struggling?
Show.
Hey, we got a great show for you. Let's talk about players that aren't going to make the squad. I will exactly. Go in descending order.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Big news though this weekend that's going to come out with the Phillies is with Sir Anthony Dominguez. He's been shut down since this past weekend. They put him on the 15-day IL. He's supposed to throw
15
this
minutes,
weekend.
Don't you do it again?
I'm just saying.
Don't you make promises
this weekend? But they're saying though, with his tricep soreness that he has, he should be activated next Friday, the 2nd, September 2nd.
Don't hang out alone in the man cave for football this season. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with sexy entertainers, $4 domestic beer specials, Jameson specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after the game, not only to see your favorite entertainers, but also your chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. All right, let's see here.
Real quick too. This will be our last show at Xfinity Live this upcoming Sunday. Bud Light Baseball Brunch.
Big time.
Make sure you guys come on down and hang out with us. It's going to be awesome before the Pirates game. The Phillies and Pirates play on Sunday afternoon.
It's no Mets Sunday, but it's still, you know, state rival.
Yeah, we're not running into John Cena wannabes on that.
Yeah, like that guy was awesome though.
Real quick, we got to get to Fantasy Fest here in just a second, but I do want to point out another bandwagon jumper. Football. First of all, Kay Adams, girl, eat a cheesesteak, girl. She's so hot, and that Dick's Sporting Goods commercial, she has nothing on her.
I never saw that one.
As soon as he heard you say Dick's Sporting Goods, he started to click the pen.
No, I never saw that commercial.
I'm sorry, Richard's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Kay Adams from Good Morning Football?
Yeah.
She just left?
Yeah, she left there?
She left.
Yes. Yeah. She's on there.
Like 3 months ago. Yeah, she left.
End of football.
I'm out of the loop.
Sam, what's up?
It was end of football season last year.
Oh, she did.
That's why
where did she go?
They're all sporting goods.
Who knows?
They're all switching around. I mean, Amazon's got freaking.
She's the front end manager.
Guys,
I think her agent laid her out to dry with it. I think they thought that she was going to have a shot at one of the Amazon jobs, and then she didn't land it. But she already was leaving Good Morning Football. So that right there, I don't think she has anything going right now besides those commercials.
Well, she doesn't look beautiful face, but there's nothing to that body. Maybe it's because she doesn't have a job.
Who knows? She's not going to be on the calendar this year, though.
No. Football Outsiders creator and editor-in-chief Aaron Schatz on the bandwagon, baby. I have a dark horse. Will you stop?
That's a great name, Schatz. I'm sorry.
You are such a Richard today.
I Schatz
does he like
myself.
Fiona Apple? She'll link up and be the...
Does he like Fiona Apple?
This Zach and Schatz show.
All right, I'm going to start muting people. No. All right. I have a dark horse, the Philadelphia Eagles, to come out of the NFC. Love the people they've added this offseason, Hassan Reddick, James Bradbury, A.J. Brown. I do think Jalen Hurts can be good enough with all the talent around him, and they have the easiest projected schedule in the league by our numbers. As of Tuesday, however, the Eagles have the 12th best odds to win the Super Bowl at 22-1 and the 6th best to win the NFC at 11-1. The projected lax schedule just got a little bit better this week, you guys, with Chase Young not available for week 3.
First 4 weeks he should be out at least, a minimum. Yes. And then how about the Cowboys?
We're going to get Tyron Smith, all right? Hold on a second.
Uh-oh, here we go. Don't hurt yourself, Quimby. Don't hurt yourself.
I hate to say I told you so. What do I mean? I love telling you I told you so. I told you so. All right? But even funnier, we've known. The last 6 seasons, Tyron Smith has not.
Keenan Harmon, the Dolphins had the Schatz today.
Perfect.
Love it.
Tyron Smith hasn't been healthy the last 6 seasons, hasn't played more than 10 games in the last 6 seasons, averaging 7.5.
It's always something
the last
going
6.
On.
Yeah, it's always something going. But what's even funnier is John Clark, who's a good friend of the program, good friend of mine. I mean, where are you coming, brother? I love you. Where are you coming up with this Jason Peters garbage?
Dude, I would love that. Turnstile.
Turnstile.
If I may, real quick. When Tyron Smith went down today, how did the only 2 available players out there mentioned have Eagles ties? Please go get Peters, or please give us a 2nd-round pick for Big Puddin'.
Come on. Jason Peters is signing with the Cowboys. There's no way.
That was nothing. That's the first time I've seen John promote a little clickbait.
He didn't come up with that. He wouldn't have done that.
It seems so out of character.
Yeah, he doesn't do that. So I don't know where he got it. Maybe he was with
he was maybe camp with ESP.
Camp was slow. But I mean, the Raiders are talking about trading or cutting their tackle, their 1st-round pick from last year, Leatherwood or whatever his name
is.
Yeah,
he was horrible.
Yeah. He picked up the wrong phone.
But you say trade Dillard for a second. I'm not trading Dillard to the Cowboys to help them.
I am.
Not this year.
For a second?
No. I'm not helping out. I'll trade him. I would rather trade him to another team for a 5th. than the Cowboys for a second. I don't want to help Dallas out this year.
I don't know, man. I would love to see that in an in-game situation because if you remember the last, like, two or 3 years here, Dillard and Barnett do not get along at all for a second. That would be must-see television. You wouldn't be watching where the football's going. You would be watching the left side of their line versus
I reversed my take. You're right.
Yes, I'm doing that deal every day of the week, twice on Sunday.
That is a blind reaction saying that you would not trade Dillard for a second.
Why are you on me today? What's wrong with you today? You're all over me. You're out of Diaz Nation.
The most idiotic thing I've ever heard. I hate Dallas because I'm a Philadelphia fan. I wouldn't trade them anything.
Those tube socks are too tight today for you.
God, get real. That's gift wrap. Dak will bow tie that
you
present
have got
to you.
Mark almost asleep.
I'm pretty loud.
I know. Dial it back.
Sorry about that, Mark.
That's all right. It's all good.
Anyway.
And it's funny on the board, Diaz's volume has turned out like at least two notches below everybody else.
Because he's usually screaming.
Well, he actually finally has the microphone in position the way
that's
it's
what it is
to be.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Good work today. Way to become a consummate
I'm leaning into it.
Literally.
Well, Mark, you're on me. Everyone's against me.
Second. Diaz Nation, baby.
Well, the room hates you too, so.
Thank you.
You know why? Because Diaz Nation is out celebrating the president of Diaz Nation, Captain William Demps. Thank you for your service.
Cap Demps, thank you for your service. Happy birthday, baby. I love you. I love you. My ride or die partner. My man. He is,
How does he hang out with you so much? Every single game, every
How
single
the hell
year.
Is he in Diaz Nation? I mean, come
he's
on.
He's the president.
Because he doesn't act like you.
No, he's the president.
Oh, you mean at games? While you sit me as far away from you as possible?
So you know how difficult it is, right? I have to position Diaz just far enough away so I can't hear him and he thinks he's still part of the crew.
Did you guys see that play?
His ticket for DC, are we sticking him on the other side of the club level?
It's true.
Sam knows. She's gone. Sam's out.
Somehow this showed up on Facebook. Someone sent it to me. There's a picture from San Diego 2009 where like we're talking to each other and I've got a face and
your usual face.
And you're like making some angry face at me like,
oh my God, just shut up, Diaz.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. I'm like, oh yeah, that's how it goes.
Diaz,
fantasy season.
You and I talked about this earlier today. We wanted to talk some fantasy football and I think we're gonna knock into that right now. In all fairness, Diaz is pretty damn good at it.
Thanks.
And I hate saying that. Well, he's won our league twice and, he's come in second, I think, two other times.
I did not make the playoffs last year. It was disappointing.
That's okay. I did. But we do have, I can't even say it anymore. It's so much stuff used to be fun. You people are too sensitive. We have a little trophy right next to the big trophy for his second place award. With a term that City came up just a little short. But I can't say it anymore until I go to Family Guy. And
don't pull it up. Where else?
Because I'm going to have to blank that
out.
No,
you're not.
Yeah,
this?
Will you?
Yeah, the Crispix one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He knows them all.
Yeah. It's the same y'all one every
suck.
Week.
Diaz, why don't you head this segment off? And talk about,
head it off as we're 14 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, we have two more sets after this.
Yeah, I know.
Well, listen, drafts are starting today. For most people, maybe you're writing down your draft right now. So they're looking for those last minute tips. Guess what? This is not the place for that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not giving out any tips. But fantasy football, I mean, the people that don't understand, we all get it. And no one wants to hear about your fantasy team. So we're not talking about the sleepers you should get. Everyone looks at the same stupid sites. What I like talking about is the event around the draft.
And unfortunately, you cannot discuss that.
Yes. Well, there's certain aspects of the Green Legion Big Boy League that we won't discuss. But, you know, the penalties are pretty good. We got a big spread. We got a lot of food.
I liked last year we did
catered by Kavanaugh's River Deck.
Yeah, yes. We did Kick-Ass or Jackass Fantasy Edition. I thought that was one of our best ones yet.
Hey, and next week's show, we have to actually have the Labor Day Barbecue Edition.
Ah, yes. It's right after Labor Day.
The barbecue is always a big
hit. Who are we inviting to the Labor Day barbecue and what are they going to bring?
The barbecue is always
a big
hit.
Maybe we can hit the do's and don'ts of fantasy football.
Yeah, do's and don'ts of the fantasy. Like, for example, do play in an auction league We're at the space now where everyone has the same stupid list and goes off the list. The thing about the Green Legion Big Boy League is there's 14 teams. Really, you only have to really worry about seven of them because seven of them are like, who is this? You know, they're like, is this guy still alive? You know, they're like, they don't even know what they're talking about.
real quick. And you know what? Maybe we should do this when we come back into how much time do we have?
We need to take a break now, honestly.
Well, let me just give you some fuel for the fire, some food for thought for next week's barbecue guest list. For Memorial Day, the guest list, the barbecue guest list was Ray Lewis, new to the party. We asked him to bring the cutlery.
Cutler.
Michael Vick bringing the hot dogs. Enough said. Arthur Blank bringing the door prizes, two upper level game tickets to a Falcons preseason game.
Or promising Chick-fil-A on a Sunday party.
Or shooting his last name.
Riley Cooper showed up uninvited wearing a Malcolm X hat.
Or a playoff Giroux costume.
Dude, your greatest moment in the history of this show in the last 4 years. The greatest moment. It's not even close.
Ryan Braun said he ordered pizza and wings for guests, but the food was never delivered.
He blamed it on the delivery driver.
Yes. Yeah. Megan Rapinoe brings the beef brisket, but you have to listen to her rant the entire barbecue on how the correctional system in this country shouldn't be named after male genitalia.
Wow.
The penal system.
Yo, is Brittany Griner going to be on the invitation?
Oh, she's got to make the list. And our favorite person that's going to get her.
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Dennis Rodman, yeah.
Man, he is just an international man of mystery.
Oh, it's
going to
be Joe Biden,
broker of peace.
International man of mystery.
How about new?
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at
Professional
Premier Chiefs. Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. With over 30 years experience, they offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. Obviously, every employee here at Green Legion Radio isn't trained because Sack can't stop laughing the last 2 weeks. At Premier Window Cleaning, your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy with clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania. You cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, call them at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Everybody, Green Legion Radio and Fox Sports The Gambler here on a Saturday afternoon. Back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. You guys, we are in our second to last segment. We're all talking fantasy football, fantasy fest from here on out. Go ahead, Diaz. Knock it out.
We're talking about the things not to do at your fantasy draft.
That's what the Slash led it off with.
Yeah, take the entire allotted amount of time every single pick.
Especially in the first round. It's like, shouldn't you have like a list of four or five players?
At least. Oh, I've got the ninth pick? Okay, so let's see about where I'll get. I'll get one of these four players probably. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's how it goes.
I do not compete or participate in any other draft other than ours. Do you guys set a time limit for round picks? Because it used to not be the case, and you used to just start smacking your buddy upside the back of his head going, all right, what are you doing?
It's usually a mutual agreement on our part that, at least from my side, my buddies, it's a mutual agreement. It's like if you're taking too long, you're bound to get heckled, and that just naturally pressures them into, like, take somebody, so.
Which is great when you have penalties.
It depends on what kind of league you're drafting for. I mean, like, my league is online. I set it for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, that's even pretty long.
Two and a half minutes to make a pick. Yeah, but I'm in another league where you have 5 minutes to make a pick.
Oh, that's
and like some people love to drain every second of it. And it's just like, sometimes, like for me as the commissioner, like I'll be running the one half of my league. I have a 2014 league, so I'll be running the one league on Monday night, and then my conference that I'm in, we've been doing it for over 20 years, we'll be doing it next Friday night. And you know, but we're all together. Majority of us are together. Monday night, I'll be sitting there texting somebody with like 30 seconds left. I'll be like, are you alive? Are you going to make your pick? Are you having like technical issues? It's like, how hard is it? Like, my God, just make your damn pick.
This is, I'm going to piggyback on top of that because we're talking snake draft. And really, when you do auction, you have availability to everybody. You bid on new players. You get your real team. But what everyone does, they're going to bring in. You know who the Joker is in the group? The ones that showed up with like the Street and Smith's fantasy guide that was printed, in June. You know, some of the players aren't on the
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated fantasy guide. And you're like, that thing was made in April.
It's got a picture of like on the front that's titled like, are you ready for summer?
Everyone's got it. They've got their own list. Whatever the list is, it's a Yahoo list. Buddy. It's an ESPN list. It's CBS, whatever you use. There's a list. And what I can't stand when you do snake and people are like, oh my God, I'm the best at this. It's like, you know what? Show me a pick. Show me someone that's on those lists that is ranked, let's say 56 that you draft in the second round and it pays off. You know, your stuff. On the other hand, if you get a steal, you get Justin Jefferson in the fifth. I'm not making fun of you, but you passed on him four times already. Like,
why would you be making fun of me? That was,
I'm not, because, well, I'm just afraid of you because you've been at me all day. So I don't want to get on your bad side. I don't
want to. Who is not at you every single day?
So you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like everyone's looking at the same list. You know, you pick Christian McCaffrey first instead of Jonathan Taylor first this year. It's like everyone's like, oh, why'd you do that? I mean, if you pick, DeAndre Swift first this year and he turns into like Marshall Faulk or Brian Westbrook, like what, like how did you know that? No one's going to do that. Everyone looks at the same stupid list. You're not anyone better. You take 5 minutes to take a pick. It's like, oh, should I pick for Jerry Judy, Cortland Sutton or DJ Moore? They're all the same guy. You're not going to figure that out. You're not going to figure that out in 5 minutes.
Very intense.
He it's is. Ridiculous. He's got something going on.
Blood vessel popped and everything.
I do agree though.
Crystal meth is a hell of a drug, Martin.
one of my pet peeves too is you make sure you do the draft after the preseason is over. I mean, there's nothing worse than somebody getting hurt in at the time. Remember, it used to be four preseason
happened
games.
2 years ago.
Right. And then someone tears an ACL and you're like, oh my God, why'd you do the draft so early? And another thing, and this is just a tip for all of you that are out there as far as like wide receivers, because you're saying there's no difference. No, there is a difference because yeah, as much as you want to say there's not much of a talent difference between DJ Moore and Cortland Sutton, it's the guy that's throwing the damn ball. Like to me, if you're going to draft a wide receiver and you have a discrepancy between who you're going to draft, who is the quarterback? Because when it comes down to it at the end of the day, like, listen, I love Justin Jefferson. He's going to get a ton of play this season. No doubt about it. He's going to get a ton of points. But if I have to choose between him and Ja'Marr Chase, I'm choosing the guy that's pulling the trigger. That's Joe Burrow over Kirk Cousins. I'm just doing it every day of the week. A lot of times it comes down, make sure you guys choose the quarterback who's thrown to that wide receiver over, you know, against the other way around.
Luis Dominguez Jr., Priest Holmes is on the cover. It's time for a new magazine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
what is this?
Yeah, can I take Larry Johnson? Was he taken yet?
but I think Diaz's point was just like, if you're in that 5 minute frame, like you have to have a premeditated, you know, surrounding of what you have to pick. It's like, You're going in there blindly like, oh my God, I didn't know these guys were going to be left.
My solution has been pretty simple the last couple of years. Take Alvin Kamara. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what. The only time that I ever get stumped in a draft is when the guy that I wanted was taken right before I draft.
Or you had three guys and the three guys were taken right.
Right, yeah. Like you're kind of just like, oh,
which
man.
Which happens more than once.
It happens, especially if you know.
Because we're all going off the same list.
Yeah. And it, you know, like I know people like in my draft this year, my brother-in-law drafts right before me, but I also had the chance to equally screw him on the back end.
Yeah.
So it's like we both kind of know how we like to draft, and I've been looking at his draft strategy because he's been trying to talk to me about my league with like in my league you don't need a tight end. You can have, like, you can start your quarterbacks. Well, what you do is you can start two running backs and four wide receivers slash tight ends. You can have the best tight ends in all football on your roster and start every single one of them. Or you can go one running back with five wide receivers / tight ends.
It's not bad.
You don't need a tight end at all in my league.
And there's only three top tier tight ends and then the drop off right. is tremendous.
It's the only league that you're not obligated to have a tight end. And he tries to talk to me all the time about
we should do that.
One in a third running back. Start a third running back. I'm like, dude, you know how my league works. You can start one or two, and yet every year you draft three top running backs in the first three or four rounds. Like, you do that to yourself. I'm giving you options here.
I still like running backs over receivers. I'm not gonna lie.
I love wide receivers.
Even at PPP. PPP.
I mean,
payroll protection. Sorry.
the reason why, I mean, this is the reason why it's just like scarcity of the position. There, it's like my Manny Machado and Bryce Harper thing. Like, mm-hmm. you like, listen, you get outfielders. There's a bunch of outfielders. It's hard to find a gold glove third baseman. And maybe Machado's power numbers are a little lower and his average is a little lower.
And his MVP winnings are a little lower.
His playoff appearances are more. His WAR is higher. So, you know, and it's a preference. You like the receivers.
Since when has Manny Machado been in the playoffs more than Bryce Harper in the course of
his career? He was in the playoffs 2 years ago when he went to San Diego.
He went to the Dodgers.
What?
And then he went to the Dodgers. He was traded to the Dodgers, and then he was on a team.
In San Diego. They made the playoffs.
It was 60
games. He was a runner-up to MVP.
In a 60-game
season. So he made the playoffs.
Are we talking about this right now?
Look, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, you can find outfielders. There's a ton of wide receivers.
Oh, the two biggest bitches in sports.
There's not that many running backs.
You can't compare positional players in football.
And you can't compare the panty waists that are at catty corner from each other here in the studio.
Actually, you can. That's why, like, quarterback.
You and I are just staring at each other.
Whoever drafts.
Is this really happening right now?
Whoever drafts the first quarterback this year, whoever drafts that first quarterback, he's the sucker. Because there's plenty of quarterbacks. You got to load up in your position, guys. Josh Allen's great. You pick him in the second or third round, it's a mistake. You're gonna
I agree with
the
that.
Difference between Josh
five
Allen
or six rounds, five, six, seven is where you get your quarterback.
Yeah, even
you
need
Justin
nine.
Herbert in the fifth or sixth round,
right?
Not Stafford.
Yeah, these guys produce, and like Josh Allen is the best. He might average, I'm making this up, 29 points a game, but you know Jalen Hurts averages 25 points a game. But the difference between your Alvin Kamara, who will average, I'm making this up, 22 points a game, and Miles Sanders, who averages 12.
Are you making that up too?
That's about what it is. You know, so the running backs are just more valuable because there's just not enough of them.
You're producing slash. Look this up.
Grimby's sipping.
We got a fact check.
Grimby's taking a long sip from his
every sentence. I'm making this up. I'm making this up. I know you don't have the stats in front of you, and I know you're making it up.
The Green Legion.
Apparently, unhappy Gilmore is down with OPP. Sorry.
Dodgers first and then the Padres. I mean, he made the playoffs on the Padres, didn't he? Was he just running up
in the 60 game shortened season and they choked last year. That's the reason why Tatis didn't win the MVP.
Guys, we haven't promoted this at all. Make sure you check out on the Green Legion YouTube channel, the Unhappy Gilmore Show, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you want to listen to somebody who's miserable on a regular basis,
I thought that was
outside of this show.
Yeah.
Thought that was awesome.
But no, he does a great job.
He's great. Yeah. He's great. If you haven't listened to him, you got to check out his show. Once again, the Unhappy Gilmore Show every Wednesday on Green Legion, Green Legion's YouTube channel. So check that out. YouTube/The Green Legion. Subscribe today. We haven't asked for subscribers for the YouTube channel in a long time.
And if you're on there now, just always like the show. Just when you're there, hit that thumbs up. It helps each time.
I'll tell you though, for Adam, definitely tune in this season because whatever the Yankees are this year, I have no idea. Hopefully Adam can explain that. The best team in the first half of the season. I don't know what the hell's going on now.
Well, I mean, they've rebounded this week. Yeah. But then again, Joey Gallo's rebounded.
Are we talking baseball? Move along.
Okay. Oh, let's talk about comparing baseball players to hockey players.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's Diaz's MO. He wants to sit there and compare all the time. Oh, well, if the Sixers did this, then the Flyers had to do this. Oh, but the Phillies did that. No, your team sucks. They can't get out of second round.
We're talking about narratives. We're talking about.
It's a little better than not being able to get out of the basement.
Right.
Period.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Listen, right now, I would say this, and you don't even have to, I don't care what you think. If the Flyers tanked for 3 years, and I knew they would be in the second round minimally for the next five, I'll take that. Because there's no hope.
For the last 2 years. There's no hope. It's just not labeled tanking because they haven't been.
And before we get any further, let's talk about another playoff drought because it's the longest in Philadelphia's, Big Four. All right. Phillies haven't been to the playoffs in 11 years.
That's true.
And they let a Mets fan throw the first ball out.
Oh, I forgot about
actually,
that.
I want to talk to you because you've bought a lot of tickets. So they,
I never get that much respect. It's here. Here's your tickets. Pay your damn invoice and shut the hell up.
Well, that's because they were tired of dealing with you before they even got to that point.
I don't drink when I negotiate my tickets.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing though. With football, what are you going to do? Are they going to let you go out there and take the stand if the ball was on for the kickoff?
No, I'd like to run out and get the kicking tee.
Coin toss,
I mean, why is the stand still in the field? Oh, that guy from the Green Legion's talking to the cheerleaders.
With my 6-year season ticket.
No, the guy from the Green Legion's at cheerleaders.
There's a lot of perks for season ticket holders as Eagles fans. You could hold the flag. You can be in the tunnel. They do different stuff every year.
Thanks, Sam.
Oil and vinegar. A little sprinkling of oregano, please. Make sure the onions are diced.
Thank you for reminding me that, which I never have an opportunity to do.
With the Sixers, I went to the first game after Hinkie was fired. I was taking a half-court shot, and I was going to go out with a Hinkie t-shirt.
Hold on a second. Wait. Sam just big-timed us.
She did.
Sam just big timed us.
She just big timed us.
You're a season ticket holder. You get a lot of praise.
It's not a season ticket holder. Sam is an elite season ticket holder. Yeah, now we know what just happened. Said that was her. Oh my God, you're Chris Sack on Baseball Brunch.
I've been to every game in 12 years.
No, it wasn't that. It's
live at Xfinity Live this upcoming Sunday.
It's
11 to noon.
It's the Ross Dollars. It's the Ross Dollars. Now we know. She just big timed us all.
Why do you think I leave our tailgate at 11:55?
You get to sit on the away team's bench for 5 minutes while you're elite ticket holder. It's fantastic.
She just big timed us.
It's a shame they don't play the Bucks this season because then she'd be sitting next to Tommy Boy.
We always got the playoffs.
We'll be hosting the Bucks for the NFC Championship game.
Ooh, 13-4. Quimby's staying back.
14-3.
Oh, it's changed?
14, no, it's been 14-3. I always thought it was 13-4, but
you were like 10
I think that
seven.
Would make sense. That would be a good narrative because we would get revenge on Tom Brady in the Super Bowl and then revenge on Tom Brady Bucks. On the Bucks at home at Lincoln Financial Field.
Bam. Ooh,
let's go. Great. Let's finish that
lots
whole narrative of Tom
there.
Brady.
And everybody will come off their suspensions and, not able to be around the team just in time for that ratings game.
I want to know how long Aaron Donald's going to get suspended for.
Yeah, that was
scary, man.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Haven't seen the video.
No. He was like a swinging windmill with that Bengals helmet.
He ripped the Bengals helmet off one of the players, and then he was bopping people. I saw the comparison earlier.
Who
was
the Cleveland Brown that did that to
Miles Garrett.
Six games
at the end of a season? Yeah. I mean,
and that was on national television.
I get that, but that's kind of the precedent now. I would assume he's got to get something, but
yeah, he was
listen, Goodell loves ratings, and there's no way he's suspended at least for game one. He's going to be playing when they're hanging the banner up in SoFi Stadium, but if you watch it, it's pretty
You know what's
looking.
A smart concept on behalf of the NFL? Let's have a practice with the Super Bowl matchup from the year before. Somebody whose dreams were fulfilled and somebody whose dreams were crushed.
Seriously, yeah.
Like, that might be the dumbest effing thing I've ever heard. I gotta look at this
while we're on break?
Yeah, while we're on break. You wanna take it right now?
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Yep.
Alright, well let me get one more in. The Ludlum Bar and Grill in Sea Isle City. Everyone, happy to introduce me the first time. The fully renovated Ludlum Hotel at 4000 Landis Avenue in Sea Isle City. Yes, the old La Costa. Try their original brand, La Costa Lemonade. It is delicious. With a complete renovation finish, you'll now see a brand new look, feel, and vibe set amongst a casually sophisticated bar, cozy a la carte dining room, and the only mellow lounge in Townsend's Inlet. The menu is seasonal, offering the freshest local seafood cooked simple to ensure the flavor that already exists stays that way. The hotel is open year-round and all guests enjoy free Wi-Fi, one free parking spot per room, and complimentary beach tags for all registered adults walking distance to everything. Everybody, do not discount how excellent the shore is in the months of September and October when every asshat has left. All right. It is excellent down there. It is pure. It is a blast. The weather is still fantastic. Highly recommend. They do have availability at the hotel in and after Labor Day weekend. So check them out at LudlamHotel.com. That's Ludlam, L-U-D-L-A-M, hotel.com, or call them at 609-263-7829. That's 609-263-7829. Everybody, Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports Radio. We'll be back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, 102.5 FM. Quimby alongside Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, / Super Sam, and owner of the Winston Athletic Association on 3rd Street, formerly McFadden's, and the Winston on the Water, Mark Matera. 30 seconds. Go.
Go. Ready?
No, you got to be ready this time. You knew it was coming.
I knew it was
Go.
Coming. So again, the Winston one, the Waters behind Dave and Buster's, we opened up about a month and a half ago. Great vibe, some cool food. We have a lot of kebabs, small finger foods.
Been there four or five nights now, and that place is rocking every night.
Yeah. It's got a really good vibe.
It does.
Yeah, views are amazing. So if you haven't been
there. Got a nice sunset now, but it's perfect right now out there.
Well, I bet it's hot, but it's 5 degrees cooler at the edge of the pier, at the edge of that building than it is on the inside.
Yep, totally.
It's 5 degrees cooler than Morgan's.
Yeah, because we're so far out on the water, you have such a great breeze. I mean, and you see the whole skyline of Camden waterfront lit up at night. I mean, it's just breathtaking.
That's actually pretty.
Yeah,
it doesn't show what's behind it, thankfully.
Yeah, behind it's terrible, but
pull back the curtain.
It's good to have you, Mark, and always a pleasure. You don't owe me a drink because you bailed on me the other night.
Yeah, I know.
We'll talk about that later on. You guys, finishing up here, we have to start doing Kaji again. Football season. Maybe Kaji is just football season. I thought it was a great bit, but we were running out of information and stuff to talk about. That's tough.
I think it was a solid break. It was definitely a much needed break. I think it allows us to have like newer ideas, and we don't always have to do Kaja. I mean, we could think of other things to do, to kind of not replace it, but supplement it.
I mean, Kaja is great when we have a weekly opponent. So, and you can throw stuff in. We're going to have, you know, Phillies playoffs. We're banking on it. Sixers Flyers start.
Like I said, Dallas Cowboys, 7 wins.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I'm about ready to lay 5 figures on that under because I think it's what, 9.5?
How about 9.5, Giants under 7.5?
Yeah, that's nice.
Wait, that's up to 7.5?
It was always 7.5. That's what I was saying. There's no doubt about it.
Cowboys are not going to win more than 7 games. They will lose 10 games. They are going to be terrible. And who else? Aside the fact that Jerry Jones still thinks that Ezekiel Elliott's going to actually perform, he's lost 10 yards average rushing per game for the last 5 years in a row. He is now down to 60 rushing yards per game from 2016, where he was 110. He is garbage. Pollard?
Decent, but not game-breaking.
They're saying that Zeke was hurt last year. With his
really,
I'm not making excuses, but you know that's what they're saying.
You know what I think?
He's hurt because he's got a lot of carries. He's got like 2,000 carries in the last 3 years.
I think he needs to show his belly more often.
I need to bring this up because Green Legion is a fan group, correct?
Yeah.
Well, there was a fan that made headlines this week in baseball, a New York fan, might I add, that did an interesting food combination. And that was hot dog straw, if you can imagine that, sipping beer at a Yankees game.
Yankees Mets.
I know we were talking in the green room. Quimby wanted to elaborate. But first off, my question to you is, do you kick this guy out of your Green Legion tailgate for doing that?
He's a genius. You get the salt and the beer. I think that sounds like a great idea.
I'm sure you think he looks really sexy doing it.
Do you kick Diaz out of your Green Legion tailgate for doing this?
We kick him out of every show.
Yeah, we get kicked out all the time.
Any opportunity, he's gone.
Yeah, but first off, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever witnessed and seen. Just his
genius.
The way he did it, but
he actually Quimby, used a straw.
Yeah.
To well, make the whole
the disgusting yes. part of it.
Unhappy Gilmore, that guy was absolutely vile.
You're not lying.
The most vile part of it was when he, you know, dug his straw in there to make the hole, he sucked the guts out and ate it.
Yeah, that's not good.
So that's an indecent human. Quimby, you said, because I also asked, have you guys seen any other weird food combination situations like that? Quimby had something.
Now, French onion dip on Doritos, baby. Works like a charm.
Oh, okay, the opposite.
Just a food topic, because I can't say it on Facebook anymore. All right, I can get away with this here. All right, I know this for a fact.
Are we sure about this?
Here's Nutrition Corner.
So on my number two cardio of the day, I'm going back up into Northern Liberties and coming back down 2nd Street. I'm watching all these idiots eating outside of El Camino, Urban Village.
You're above that. Yeah.
All right.
That was Better Sal. That was Quimby 2 months ago.
There's a spot called the Apricot something or other. You know what I'm talking
about? Apricot Stone. Yeah.
Okay. And this guy's on a date with this girl that's, she's a 6, you know, she's attractive, she's not bad, and she looks so into this guy, and he is chomping away on his bread, like, you know, he's trying to smack his lips with every bite.
Oh, that's the worst!
Chomping with his mouth open, and all I want to do, all I want to do is go up and smack him straight in the face. And somebody film it on slow-mo so that food exits his mouth right upon contact while it ripples. It is the most disgusting person chewing their food with their mouth open and smacking their lips at the same time.
Can I add something to that? You need to have a certain merit to have certain sauces out in public. If you're eating wings with ranch or blue cheese and you can't control the sides of your mouth.
That's disgusting.
Oh, you're frothing?
You're frothing like you have rabies.
Come on, man.
You do not have the merit to eat out in public with that certain sauce. You need to have a certain belt or something. Because
a windbreaker. Everyone should have a windbreaker saying what level of sauce they can eat.
People need that blindfold so they don't need to watch that. It's disgusting, and I can't stand it. That's my biggest food pet peeve of the week.
Yeah, that's and it's always wings are always paired with beer. So maybe they're like 3 or 4 beers in. They got it all over their hands, and then they look lost because they don't have the napkin available. So they're like kind of looking around, like, "Oh, what are you gonna do?" They start licking their hands.
It's all over the place.
I've heard people that actually like to eat wings with gloves on. Have you heard that one before?
That's a snake.
That's just terrible. I mean, come on.
Again, you don't have the
be a man. That's American and, psycho.
Be a man.
American psycho.
It's stupid.
There's so many things I want to say right now, and I know I can't get away with them, so I'm just going to let it slide. Giggity. But
oh, my goodness. It drives me nuts. Creamy sauces in the side of your mouth. For all things.
That's not.
Wasn't there a Family Guy clip about that with the elderly?
Oh, yeah, I think there was.
Oh, let's look it up.
With like Carter Pewterschmidt.
We're going to go to break. Come back. Can we play it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be good.
The hell up.
It drives me nuts.
The next time you have something fun to add, just let me know. Or pull up a clip.
Oh, no. Hold this book. Oh, Diaz Nation. Oh.
No, let's talk about Tyrese Maxey on the Phillies broadcast.
Jesus.
It was great.
It was great.
Yeah,
who doesn't love Tyrese Maxey? He's awesome. You see James Harden in the gym? He's ripped. He's ripped.
That's cool. He's
looking
old.
Skinny.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's only a matter of time before he rips his hamstring this season.
It's hold on. It's dinner with Martin Landau.
I'll take care of that, sweetie.
It's got spit all over it. Now I know what it feels like to have dinner with Martin Landau.
What people forget about Polanski is Polanski wasn't a perfectionist, and pedophile or not, he was a perfectly professional person and punctual.
Yeah, maybe we could talk about something else.
You know, my wife and I are very involved in Planned Parenthood, which provides possibilities for people who are underprivileged.
Maybe chew your food a little, Chad.
That's the other worst thing, food spitters.
You're in the middle of a conversation, even spitters in general.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In general, you see that drop? It's like slow motion. Just drops and it hits your lip.
You're moving your plate away. It's like, I have
now, you do realize that we are allowed to get away with Family Guy clips because of the Fox distinction.
Yeah, TV and radio have different.
Oh, get out. Different get things. Out. Boom. Bam, baby.
Oh, my God. That sure wasn't even bar, close. Baby.
Well,
that hit the top of the holy hell, that was 4:30.
Swarps!
For everyone listening right now, the guys are watching a game yes. 3 days ago.
Sam,
yeah. Recorded
2 days ago.
Thursday.
It's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sam, where are those nachos?
And listen, no hot peppers. I don't want any hot peppers.
So anyway. Silence.
Let's wrap this baby up.
Yeah, let's do that.
A Schwarber bomb is a good way to wrap this up.
That is. You know what? Anybody have any closing arguments?
Diaz sucks.
Shady McCoy said that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Just who did?
Shady?
Nobody cares what Shady has to say. Shady's an idiot. Up.
We know he was a regular at recess, yeah. we'll allow you to, talk about former. First of all, Shady would have so much more cred with me if he just shaved that crap on his chin.
You had that when he was playing here.
I couldn't stand it.
You had a landing strip right there. You had a shape.
No, his goes like. Okay. He looks like he slept on it.
Right, hey, before we get out of here, why don't you give us our schedule for the next couple of weeks here before we run into football season?
Great thing. Done today. As we know, we switched to the Gem Theater for the Detroit tailgate right across the street from Ford Field. However, the Tin Roof, where we were going to have our tailgate, is now our pep rally party location overlooking
Comerica Field.
Thank you. And
it's an awesome place.
Yeah, man. It'll
it's a great ballpark.
We'll be rocking with that. Other than that, sign up for the Vikings home tailgate. $65 all you can eat and drink for 4 hours from 3 to 7, you guys. It's excellent. You guys check out the Winston on the Water or the Winston Athletic Association on 3rd Street. Don't talk to Diaz about finance. Talk to Chris about porta pots. Slash needs a job and a new polo shirt. And
what's wrong with this polo shirt?
Yeah, it's a little weather.
What are you talking about?
It seems better days.
This is the color I bought it in.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Off the guy under 95.
No sun scorch there at all.
Yeah, hold the blue light up against that thing.
Super Sam, last show in Sea Isle. The Sea Isle Warrior will be returning. We're happy to have her
She'll
back.
Be producing next week.
Yes.
Strange Slayer, Sea Isle Sam.
So many ways. Let's call it a day before it gets any worse. You guys, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. We appreciate you, and we will see you next week.